Welcome back, and in this lesson we're building one of those bass sounds that can absolutely carry a drum and bass drop. An Amen-style Reese with warm tape crit inside Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, we're not trying to make a random dirty bass here. The goal is a Reese that feels weighty, alive, and a little worn in, but still controlled enough to sit under a proper breakbeat arrangement. So think solid mono sub, moving midrange, soft saturation, and enough space left for the Amen to do its thing. We're working in the arrangement view, because that's where the sound really starts to make sense in a track. A great Reese is never just about tone, it's about how it behaves across the phrase, how it answers the drums, and how it evolves over 8 or 16 bars without getting in the way. So let's build it from the ground up. First, create a new MIDI track and drop in an instrument rack. This is going to let us separate the sound into different layers, which is super important for drum and bass. In DNB, the low end needs discipline. The character layer can move around and get gnarly, but the sub has to stay solid and predictable. Inside the rack, make three chains, sub, Reese mid, and grid or texture. Start with the sub chain. This is the foundation. Use operator if you want a pure sine or wave-eatable if that's your preference, but keep it simple. One sine oscillator, mono. No unison, no extra width. Tune it to your bass root note and keep the level conservative at first. A lot of people make the mistake of turning the sub up too early, but if you gain stage properly now, everything else becomes easier later. After operator, add EQ8. If you need it, clean up the very low rumble with a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. You can also tame any unwanted buzz by rolling off some upper content around 120 to 150 Hz. But don't overprocess it. The sub should feel like a floor, not a character sound. Then add utility at the end and set the width to 0%. The sub must stay mono, always. Now write a simple MIDI phrase. Keep it deliberate. In drum and bass, note length matters as much as note choice. Try a sustained note in bar 1, then a slight variation in bar 2. Let the break breathe, don't crowd it. Next, build the Reese mid-chain. This is where the movement and personality live. Load wave-eatable and start with a saw-based patch. A saw on oscillator 1, another saw slightly detuned on oscillator 2, and only a little unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices max. We are not trying to create a massive supersaw here. We want a tight, unstable Reese, not a wide synth pad. Keep the detune modest. Somewhere in the low to moderate range is usually enough. If you detune too much, the bass starts to lose focus and suddenly it sounds bigger in solo but weaker in the mix. Indeed NB, tighter often hits harder. Now filter it. A low-pass filter is your best friend here. Set the cutoff somewhere in 180 to 400 Hz zone depending on how much mid-range bite you want. Add just a touch of resonance if you want the sound to speak a bit more. Then bring in subtle movement using an LFO or envelope. A slow LFO, maybe over a half bar to 2 bars, can make the sound breathe without turning into a dubstep wobble. That's the key idea here. Keep the note identity stable, but let the tone move. If you want the patch to feel more Amen style, program a rhythm that feels a little asymmetrical. A short note, then a longer hold, then a rest, then a little response on the offbeat can do a lot. That call and response feel is what makes the bass work with the break instead of sitting on top of it. Now let's add grit. On the grit chain, duplicate the Reese mid layer or route a copy into it. This chain is for warmth, compression, and worn-in texture. Add saturator first and start with a moderate drive, maybe 3 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip. That helps create the tape-style edge without turning everything into fizzy distortion. If you want a more modern texture, you can try roar as well, but keep it blended. We want thick mids, not smashed low end. If you want a little more old-school grind, add redux very lightly. Just a touch of downsampling or bit reduction can make the bass feel degraded in a good way, but don't overdo it. The goal is warmth and age, not digital wreckage. Then use EQ8 after the distortion. High pass this grit layer around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't cloud the sub. If the mids get harsh, tame a little around 2 to 5 kHz. If it feels thin, a gentle lift around 300 to 700 Hz can help bring back the body. A very useful move here is to resample the grit layer once it feels good. Freeze and flatten, or record it to audio. Then chop it into a few bar variations. That's classic drum and bass workflow right there. Once you commit the sound to audio, you can make tiny performance edits that feel more alive than endless knob tweaking. Now let's make the rack playable. Map a few macros so you can shape the bass quickly in the arrangement. Good choices are sub-level, Reese detune, grit drive, filter cutoff, stereo width for the mid layer only, and maybe motion amount or LFO depth. This makes it easy to create phrase changes without rebuilding the patch every time. If needed, add a compressor on the bass bus for a bit of glue. Keep it subtle, ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Medium attack, and a release that breathes with the groove. We want control, not overcompression. If the kick and bass are fighting, use a light sidechain from the kick. Just enough to let the transient through and keep the low end clean. Now comes the part that really makes this sound work in a track, arranging it around the amen. Put your amen or break edit on a separate audio track and build the bass around its accents. Don't make the bass fight the drums. Let it answer them. For example, you might have the bass come in after the first hit in bar 1, then hold longer under a busier snare phrase in bar 2, then drop out on beat 1 in bar 3 and re-enter on the offbeat. That kind of phrasing leaves space for the break and makes the groove feel much bigger. This is especially important in jungle and rollers. A lot of the power comes from negative space. The bass doesn't need to be on every beat. Sometimes the best thing it can do is get out of the way for a moment, and then hit hard when it comes back in. Now automate the sound across the phrase. This is where the patch becomes an arrangement element instead of just a static tone. Open the filter slightly over 8 bars. Add a little more saturation in the second half of the drop. Make the detune a touch wider before a switch up. Bring the grit level up in fill bars, then pull it back for clarity. You can even narrow the stereo image before the drop and open it up a little once the drop lands. A really effective pattern is this. Bars 1 through 4 feel darker and more filtered. Bars 5 through 8 get a bit more aggressive. Bars 9 through 12 can introduce a call and response variation, and bars 13 through 16 can open up for a final push or lead into a breakdown cue. That kind of evolution keeps a repeated bassline from feeling looped. The listener still recognizes the sound, but the energy keeps moving. Now, very important, check everything in mono. Use utility and make sure your sub doesn't disappear and your reese doesn't go hollow when summed. Keep the bottom end centered and focused. The mid layer can have some width, but only above the sub region. If the sound gets cloudy, carve a little around 200 to 400 HE from the reese layer. And if the amen loses snap, don't overcut the whole bass. Just ease off a bit in the range that's stepping on the snare crack. This is the discipline part of DNB production. The sound can be huge, but it still has to leave room for the drums. When the low end is tight, the whole track feels louder, cleaner, and more expensive. A few quick things to watch out for. Don't make the reese too wide in the low end. Keep the sub mono. Don't oversaturate until the bass turns into fizzy mush. Don't let the bass sit on top of the amen snare crack. Don't overdo detune. Tighter can often sound heavier. And don't forget about note length. The groove matters just as much as the timbre. Here's a great way to practice this. Make two versions of the same patch. One version should be warm and rolling, low detune, soft saturation, subtle motion, and a sparse, legible rhythm. The other should be darker and more jungle influenced, a little more grit, shorter notes, a stronger call and response feel, and one clear automation move by the last two bars. Then put both under the same amen break and compare them in arrangement view. Listen for which one leaves more room for the drums while still feeling powerful. That's the real test. If the bass sounds heavy, clear, a little worn in, and still leaves room for the amen, you're in the zone. That's the kind of reese that can anchor a drop, drive a roller, or give a jungle section that grimy, tape-flavored character. So take your time, keep the sub disciplined, shape the mids with intention, and let the arrangement do part of the work. That's how you turn a basic reese into a proper drum and bass weapon. Now go build it, and once you hear it lock with the break, you'll know exactly why this technique is so effective.